So, lactate clearance, a surrogate for mortality in cardiogenic shock. So, raised blood lactate levels are strongly associated with mortality in patients with cardiogenic shock. Recent practices of early identification and initiation of mechanical circulatory support have improved outcomes in cardiogenic shock, but the therapeutic targets to guide the real-time clinical decision-making are lacking. So, recent evidence suggests that the degree and rate at which the blood lactate levels decrease after initiation of treatment is important in patient prognosis. So with this background, lactate clearance has been suggested as a potential treatment target due to its independent association with mortality. So in our study, lactate levels were measured at baseline and at 6 hours, 12 hours and 24 hours. By in-hospital mortality, patients were divided into survivors and non-survivors. Patients who had normal lactate levels, that is less than 2 millimoles per liter at baseline, were excluded, and all the statistical analysis were done using appropriate tests. So the results of our test, the absolute lactate levels were compared between the groups at baseline and 6 hours, 12 hours and 24 hours, and lactate clearance was calculated at 6 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours among survivors and non-survivors. In total, 90 patients were enrolled and 65%, that is 72.2% of the total of them, survived, and 25 patients, that is 27.3%, had in-hospital mortality. Absolute blood lactate levels were 4.71 plus or minus 1.36 millimoles per liter in survivors, whereas it is 6.17 plus or minus 2.88 millimoles per liter in non-survivors, with a p-value of 0.007. The mean lactate clearance at 6 hours was 12.2 plus or minus 85.9% in survivors, and 12.98 plus or minus 30.97% in non-survivors, with a p-value of 0.3. At 24 hours, the mean lactate clearance was 54.63 plus or minus 22.34%, and 26.34 plus or minus 19.3% in non-survivors respectively, so with a p-value of less than 0.01. So to conclude, survivors had significantly greater lactate clearance at 12 hours and 24 hours compared with non-survivors, suggesting that the lactate clearance is an important prognostic marker in cardiogenic shock. These results further support the validity of lactate clearance as an appropriate surrogate for mortality and as a potential therapeutic target in clinical practice, especially in centers lacking invasive hemodynamic monitoring.